order at 11:02. Roll call, Dave Gerbord here, Bob Grace.
Here.
Dave Knapp.
Here.
Christy Alchinsky will be joining us later. Bob Williams sent us a message that he cannot make it today. But, we have Chuck also with us and Paul. You got your recorder going?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are recording this session. We will probably have a very short executive session for discussing a personnel issue at the end of the meeting. No public in attendance, so we'll go right to the approval of the minutes from the August 9th meeting. Sorry if I sound a little nasally. I've been fighting sinuses on and off, and right now I'm having a little issue with it. So I'm allergic to something, but I haven't found out what yet. Everyone have an opportunity to review the minutes from the August 9th meeting. Is there any additions or corrections to be made to them?
I move they be accepted, unless anybody sees it.
We might want to, on the facilities, might want to change the address to 9 North Center Street, page 3, I guess it is. All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Tammy, financials.
Okay, I have a balance sheet. Your total checking and savings accounts is $4,802,789. We have other current assets of $4,855,087. Our total current assets are $9,727,719. We have fixed assets of $2,120,644. And we have other assets of $140,896. Our total assets are $11,189,260. We have liabilities of $75,362. Our total equity is $11,913,898. Total liabilities and equity, $11,989,260. On your P&L, for the month of August, we had total income of $47,744. We had expenses of $65,450. So we had show a loss for the month of $17,706. Now for the year, January through August, we have total income of $710,186, expenses $665,966. So for the year, we have a profit of $44,219. And then the next four pages are your checks that detail for the month of August.
Does this include the checks I signed today here on this also?
Yeah, those are September.
September, okay. Any questions on the financials or the check detail? If not, I'll accept the motion to accept as presented.
So move.
I have a motion by Bob Grace. Do I have a second? I'll second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ben, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. So this marks quarter year that I've been here already. That flew. And I just wanted to open by saying that I've come to appreciate each and every one of you, and I know that we're not all going to agree on everything, but I really think everybody is bringing value to the table, and I think the right players are on the bus, and I'm really looking forward to the end of the month where we can spend some time thinking about the actual game plan and how we utilize the team in the best way. I have recommendations. One of the pay structure, I had promised that I would do that early on, and Jamie and I got an hour here last week to work on some recommendations. We'll talk about that more in depth in the executive session, but I just want to kind of note in the minutes that that was something that the board had tasked me with early on, and we have that ready. Dave Ploss is back, hallelujah.
Yes.
It has been great to have him back. I really wasn't here that long before. Oh, no, he was already out technically when I got here, so it's been a breath of fresh air. Because he's not the type of person that needs to be micromanaged at all. And I think so far the realignment in terms of having maintenance folks kind of reporting to Tammy, bifurcating the process and the project kind of side of things is working pretty well. You know, obviously there's a lot of projects and I have a lot of spinning plates, but Tammy is doing an admirable job of managing all the processes. And I think we finally talked to Dave about it. That was just like yesterday or a couple days ago, yeah. And you know, I think it made sense, and I think the staff like appreciate it, and they go to you anyway, so it's really not much different, except that you're getting recognized now.
How is the Altair situation with CIDC working out now? And I say that, I mean, John Madison.
He's doing very well.
Yeah. I'm sure he is, but I mean the communication.
Oh,
I mean CIDC. Altair is doing the enterprise place, right?
Right, and they're pretty much managing.
Randy is doing a pretty good job. Randy is the spokesperson for Altair, and Dave Sample and John, and that seems to be working a lot. We had a few little hiccups at first, but it's for the most part, it's doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I think generally speaking, I still think that the contract. It's profitable for them, I think. I'll put it that way. That said, first when I first came in, I was like, "We need to rip that back." That's now I'm kind of torn.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing a good job and they're handling a lot of things that, frankly, I don't know that we're.
Right.
It puts a lot of burden, particularly on Dave and CIDC folks, if they're not there. So. But anyway, it seems to be going well. He does have a lot more free time than he did before. We've put that to good use, I think.
So he's still primarily at Enterprise Place?
He's primarily Enterprise Place, and he's primarily being paid by CIDC for his hours worked there.
But he reports to
you? Well, he kind of reports to Tammy or me and to request for Randy. So it's kind of a split. That was something we had to kind of work through initially.
Right.
It seems to be okay.
Good.
You also got to remember, we're talking about John Madison here. So.
Yeah, I understand.
John, if he can find a loophole, he'll exercise his knowledge.
Especially if it leads to driving big equipment.
Well, who wouldn't?
All right, so that's the HR update. Infotech, as you probably all know, we still don't have Zito here. That said... I did finally get a part for my internet connection here that I brought in my company Starlink, and it's been working pretty well. And yesterday we were able to get the phones to turn on and check messages for a couple minutes. Actually, there weren't that many for me. I don't know about you.
I had zero.
Really?
Because the phone went out again.
Okay. and the security system, we're still waiting on a third quote on that, I think, right?
Yes, we have two quotes. I have the original from Canadota for One Classics Road. It's $21,200, and there's no monthly fee. Dave Ploss was able to get another quote from Allied, and that's $23,995, and they have a monthly fee of $47.
Okay, so hopefully next time we'll have a three package that we would be able to.
He's waiting from
Jamestown.
Whitetail Electric says they're too busy and they won't give a quote. And Master Fire, he has not received.
Okay. Well, that actually counts if they. Okay. Sounds good. Facilities. I already mentioned the parking lot out at the other building. You know, again. Dave, if you have another opinion, I'd like to hear it. But Floss and I were kind of thinking, let's just leave the ceiling, the rest of the ceiling until next year. We'll get a, you know, by then hopefully we'll have the new tool, the sputterer for the ceiling. And we'll have a better idea at the end, in the spring, of how much we really need, and we can do all the properties.
Yeah, which parking lot is this?
One Plastics.
One Plastics, okay, okay.
So this parking lot is a point that I want to discussion, and especially while you're here. So Dave Bloss, we can't really use this during the winter. We need to work on it before winter. I'm not sure if you noticed the major potholes, and particularly when I pull in with my truck, it's like,
that's why you have a truck.
Yeah, exactly. But I like my suspension. So anyway, so $6,000, I think, is what Bill Jackson was quoting to pull out some of the junk and then replace it with some millings. That said, it was more in like the 15K ballpark if we were gonna, his idea was basically come in and mill the whole thing. But I don't know what the long-term, you know, does this fit into your long-term plan?
From,
I mean,
from my side of it, we've been negotiating with SEBA to take the property back.
Right.
At this point, obviously, until we have the appropriations money, we can't purchase anything.
Right, so that'll be years.
So, no, it'll probably be April of next year if it goes through, but we're also going for other money. We have got a million RACP.
Right.
So the goal is to segment this building as much with absolute access, absolute parking,
okay,
to segment this building away from the surrounding as much as possible, because if whatever we can own up to, the purpose is to repave over here.
Okay.
So that will be covered under the park renovation.
Okay, so we need it done, and it doesn't conflict with what you would be doing. So it's not like
if you spend $6,000, it's money that's gonna be well spent, because it'll be the base for blacktopping.
Yeah, and even if you went the full thing and milled it and put new millings down, that's still a good base.
The thing is, it's SEBA's property, not ours.
Yeah, right, which is why I lean away from a bigger amount of money, but, you know, at the same time, I don't want to just throw gravel or something in there. That's not going to last. I'd rather get millings and do it right.
Well, there's plenty of millings available.
Yes, there are. Funny, where did that come from?
Where did they end up storing them at? I see they're all gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just saw the pile.
I went by there the other day, and the pile was gone.
Oh,
where'd
that
go?
Yeah. Well, it belonged to the contractor,
yeah.
So the contractor took it to his site.
Well, either way,
But
I don't remember what it was per ton, but it was
peanuts.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Well, Chuck, do you have an approved plan for this whole area?
Yeah, we're probably about five tabs in right now with the county authority. There is an extension. We got the extension essentially to line up the funding, because we need that match that the appropriation is gonna bring. So I've been working through it with Ty, and it will be done.
But I'm talking about a physical plan for this site. I mean,
yes.
In other words, we don't want to do a parking lot here that's going to be torn up by your plan.
No, this would all be parking.
So
the only issue is between the two. Likely this other building would be built out, but no matter what, a solid substrate would help.
Okay.
Right now, we're getting quotes on subsurface utilities because they need to come over and do the ground penetrating, because the rail and the city, no one knows what's underground.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we have a plan, but based on the results of that survey, the plan might change, because if
this is a phase two you're talking about.
Yeah, because the issue is, like, the railroad said, we don't know if there's a locomotive buried under there. So we need to see what's underground, and then if it becomes impossible to have things where we want them, we'll resituate.
Okay.
Tammy, did we do phase two on the Elwood property across the tracks? think they did.
I'm thinking they did too.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons all that earth is right there. We couldn't take it off site. For you that don't know, there was a 50,000 gallon underground storage tank.
Yes.
Right across the road over here, right in that corner.
Yes.
Back in the 1900s, when this was the oil boom. I should, and the reason I know that is because I got the original drawings for that building over there, and it was on those drawings.
But that fence is on their property, though.
Well,
right?
fences on, that's Elwood's, but the tank itself was right down here in this corner.
Yeah.
It was an oil tank?
On this side of the fence?
On this side of the fence.
Was it an oil holding tank?
Yes.
There was a past environmental assessment that was accepted by the state. As this was free and clear, the only thing it's not free and clear to do is you can't drill a water well on this property.
And drill a water well, but you can't use it.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. I stand corrected.
No. It's just a joke.
No, I like
but,
that.
But right. Yeah, the city codes don't allow that anyway. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for the feedback on that. It's helpful direction. As you know, Associated Spring took over the other space. If you want the play-by-play funny story, just talk to Tammy or I.
I think it was written 5 times. We don't want that. We want that. We know we don't want that. No, we want this. But it's signed. They got hit. They have keys, and all is good.
Good.
So they're using the whole building except for the second floor?
Correct. Right. We still have 2 tenants upstairs.
Yeah.
We did have 3, but Kelly moved out. Kids are back in school. She doesn't need the space. Yeah. Maybe next summer when the kids are back home. You might come back.
Just more of a co-working space kind of
that's great.
Possibility. Anyway. We're having an issue with the security. Yeah, the press isn't here, so. the security camera system is more or less down right now, and we're trying to figure out why. And I just need to go over there and tinker with it at some point. I wanted to have a quick discussion, too, about the random parcels that are around. I think it makes sense if there's like 3 parcels in a row or something, or you think that another one's going to come up. But particularly as we're looking at next year, we were looking through the budget and thinking, what's one thing that could get cut? Like running around mowing some of these parcels that can't be realistically used for anything else. I was wondering if it would be all right with the board if we looked at auctioning some of those off. I mean the one-offs, again. Not
some of them are really small. They're oddballs.
We need to see a map showing where they are.
Actually, that would be Seba's.
It would be. Well, it's a mix, isn't it?
Yes, I guess.
Yes.
Like 1 or 2 are RDA.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you keep Snyder. You keep, the one that's up here that's 3 in a row. But, the oddballs... I just wanted to get your feedback or blessing, I guess, to try to get rid of those.
I have no problem with that. Okay. I know when we went out with Dave Bloss and I went out and put flags on all the different properties that had to be mowed this last spring. And I'm saying, why do we even have this?
Right.
I mean, it's like 25, 30 foot wide and goes back maybe 80, 100 feet.
Right.
And we're paying to have it mowed.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more than one like that, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, thank you. I had said at the last meeting that we'll have the quality policy ready and for the board retreat, and we do. That said, a little update on the board retreat. Since we approved at the last meeting hiring Strategy Solutions, I had a wonderful conversation with Deb, and she was here this morning at like 6 in the morning. We hashed some stuff out, and I'm really encouraged with what she's gonna bring to the table. However, she wants to cover so much ground that I think we might wanna just punt on anything that's not scope, vision, mission, roles, responsibilities kind of related, because she's gonna fill the day, I'm pretty sure. So that's good, and at the same time, I would like to get some board feedback, but maybe it's not worth having everybody be a part of the quality policy conversation. Maybe it makes more sense to just pick 1 or 2 people that might be interested in it and then take a recommendation back to the board. What do you think? So to be clear, this would be like a list of all the policy procedures that we think we need in place to operate the place uniformly, consistently, you know, that kind of thing. Or is that something that no one's interested in?
I'd jump into that.
You would? Okay.
I would say Christy and Dave.
Okay.
Christy, because she's not here.
Yeah.
No. Bob's finishing up his, and I'm not too far behind him.
Sure.
And I don't plan on being on the board after this term's over with.
Oh.
20 years is enough.
If you want to think about being on a board that long.
You're right.
Actually, it'll be 18 years.
It's close enough.
Feels like.
Yeah.
Rounds up.
All right. Grants, the POs for the USDA rural development one is, they're like in motion, right?
The equipment one?
Yep.
So we have...
At least partly.
So what some of our quotes, there were six items we were going to purchase, the fire hydrant. I talked with Mike on August 30th. He's looking to verify the price because the quote is like over 9 months old. He has not gotten back with me with the new price. The tractors, there were two of them we were purchasing. Good news is they have gone down in price. That's a savings of $3,888. The trash compactor, Dave Dearborn and Dave Ploss met with a gentleman. It's an increase of $3,275, but we also increased it to a 3 yard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we're still ahead. The fire alarm panel was already ordered, so there is no price change there. The landscape rake, we're having a little difficulty with that rock hound. The quote that was in the original application that Sarah had prepared is just a picture of it. There's no website, there's no saying who it was from. Dave Ploss did go to Wiggers. He says if we could find the original quote, then they would honor it. We have not been able to find that because he said the price has gone up. So we're just going to need to find out what the new price is. And the seal coat skid sprayer, is the original one was $7,300. The two maintenance guys looked at it and found a smaller one for $3,749 that would work better for them. So that would be a savings of $3,557. So without the fire hydrant and the rock hound rake, we're better off by $4,170. So we have room on that landscape rock thing.
Cool. Hello.
Hey, Christy.
So far, you've only been volunteered for one subcommittee so far.
Only one? <Yeah.
laughs> Lucky you.
Better than most.
Okay, good. USDA placemaking grant. Should we go after that jointly? Or are you gonna do it, or you're done?
We had a plan in place, but let's sit down when we meet and talk through it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I am interested in pursuing it, particularly with the mojo we've got with USDA right now, a la Congressman Thompson. Speaking of, myself and Christina Coder met the other day about the micro-lending entrepreneur loan fund. One of the reasons that we think it would be strategic to go after that is because of the need in the community for smaller businesses that maybe don't need a massive equipment grant. They need $5,000 for a couple of computers or something. That said, the other thing is it sidesteps an issue that I hadn't thought of earlier. We've been talking about, do you do closing costs or not for these smaller loans, and what's the cutoff when we're talking about the loan fund? If we had the micro lending program, then that just sidesteps the whole issue. The program that you're going after equipment or whatever under the normal system, you pay the closing costs, and it's built into the USDA micro lending program that's part of your admin. So that just solves that problem completely if we get awarded it. So it opens, I believe, in January. So it's not going to be an immediate thing, but it's something we're going to keep on our radar and something you should be aware that we're going after.
Mm-hmm.
RCAP, I don't know how much we should say about our meeting with the governor's office the other day, but the the synopsis was, with all the money flowing out there, you've got a lot of people that are trying to use the other programs to match against RCAP. So RCAP volume, I don't know, what do you say? There's a couple billion or something of requests.
But it's 806 applicants.
Yeah. So anyway, he was very, very kindly tempering our expectations as it pertains to the possibility of getting RCAP, particularly for the substation. The YMCA one, I feel like it's got a little more mojo, if for no other reason than Kurt Sunny has one last card in him, and he's throwing it to the Y. So
we also put in the $1.75 million for the airport.
Yeah, so Corey's terminal. Competing for a lot of RCAP right now. That's.
Do they know that how important that multi-tenant facility is at One Plastics Road? It isn't just us, it's all the startup businesses and everybody else.
What it comes down to is how much time we want to spend or we're able, the number of politicians we can attract to throw fists for us.
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That said, I would like to start hedging my options a little bit by going after probably another USDA. Sarah had actually started the application for USDA, and at first I was like, why would you do that? But in light of this, maybe it makes sense.
For the electric upgrade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm inclined to start looking at that, especially because they're funded. I mean, they're flush right now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter which one, as long as you...
Yeah.
It's $1 million project. It's going to come out of our money if we can't get it someplace else.
Yeah, I'm keenly aware of that.
But the last time we looked at that, we figured the cost is going to be right around $700,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, because of what you've already paid.
Yeah, you know, we paid $77,000 or $72,000 for the transformer.
Right.
The problem is Penelec's going to make us put a road in to get the transformer in and out because of the crane they have to use. So there's a lot of added cost,
okay.
You know, just because of the situation.
Yeah. You know. Okay. Loans, we did get one hit this week. MEP is looking for a equipment loan. Right now we're at what, 1.6 million
yes.
fund? You know, obviously if we can get that out there, it means money coming back in. And right now we're not making any interest on it, so, well, to speak of.
$200?
Yeah. Ooh, got $40 last month. So Bobby has been tasked with updating the marketing materials that we already have on that and making sure that some of the businesses are aware of its availability. What we've found is that for whatever reason over the years, even the businesses that were familiar with it weren't particularly interested in maybe working with previous directors. And so there is increased interest, I suppose, now. And so Bobby in particular is going to kind of spearhead getting the two of us in front of the businesses that we think might want equipment loans. So I would anticipate an increase in that. I was wondering if the board had any insight, history over how much you want to keep in the fund at any given time. Like, do you never dip below $500,000 or something? Just get it all out on the street.
I think you utilize the resource for the reason it's there. You're going to have people that default, you're going to have missed payments or late payments, and mm-hmm. what you're comfortable
with
cushion is there.
Do you have a suggestion on what the minimum should be?
I don't.
How much is in the fund?
1.6.
What's the average airport loan so far? I mean, if you could say the last 5 years.
Small. 25,000 maybe?
Yeah.
We used to have bigger ones. Well, we had one big one. D&E was quite large, but that was when they were combining some stuff. They used to be around 100 to 200,000. But
I'd like to get back to that.
We haven't been there in a long time. We've been under 100,000.
Except for the toner one.
Right.
Yeah, well, that kind of asset there, I don't think we have to worry about that.
Probably not, but...
But when we get down close to it, bring it back to the board and we'll talk about it.
All right.
Interest rates have been low for a long time, which maybe it wasn't viewed as a good resource or an alternate, that now it might be.
Yeah.
Right. The elephant out there that hasn't stepped in a room yet is a lawsuit. Mm. Got to keep that in the back of our minds. So, you know, if we...
That's true. That's unencumbered money.
Hmm? You're talking funds.
Funds, yep.
Good point. I had not thought of that.
Is there a point at which right now you use our money as well as Northwest? I'm thinking of Conard and O'Brien Bills.
Mm-hmm.
What's come up recently with that is Conard basically, or Northwest doesn't have funds to do that closing.
They don't?
Well,
you're
probably,
kidding.
Probably going to be, they say November or December now. And Brian said, you know, I would have just gone to you guys, but they kind of steered in that direction.
Yeah, well, we intentionally steered him in that direction because we didn't want to take over something that big with
right.
the inexperience of, you know.
So now he's got machines that he's ordered. He's not going to wait, so he wants us to explore possibly doing ours first if Northwest will wait. So, but anyway, that's what they said. They literally don't have the money until November, December.
Well, how much money is he looking for?
What's the total they have of that?
600 total.
We're doing now.
We're doing 200
something.
And the Northwest doing 400. He's put 200 of his own money in.
And Northwest doesn't have the 400,000 put up right now.
Correct.
I am shocked
weird.
By that. Well,
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem funding all the tone art.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
the same token, I don't want to see that fund go under $500,000.
Well, yeah, we're nowhere near that. But with that in mind, I'm completely floored by that. But the main benefit to us was you had the experience of Rebecca Beach vetting the deal, going through that process, and so now that they've already done that. I don't mind going in and undercutting it.
Well, it's a legitimate reason for him to back out with them and come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here, I mean.
Yeah.
He can't wait. He has machines ordered.
They didn't contact her and just confirm that, but that's what she told us.
Okay.
We were trying to set up a closing, and she said they can't do that right now because they don't have the funds.
Okay.
Dave, you play with some pretty big monies. What do you think? And if we had to go into a $600,000 with tone art?
The money's available. I mean, what was the rate that Northwest was?
We matched it. It's, the rate's not too concerning. Here's my concern is we've got a lot in them. I mean, between what's the note still on the butt pucker?
But that's butt pucker.
Well, yeah, but...
But we have a mortgage on that, so we're still...
But the equipment is actually going to Fuddunker.
Okay.
But there's that line, if there was a clear line in the sand, it is becoming more and more blurry, which is a great business move. Like,
I want to say he's down to just a couple years left on that building.
Okay.
I was going to say, I thought that'd be pretty close.
Let me look, because I don't like to just...
Yeah, I thought that was getting down pretty low.
Okay. I'm baffled that Northwest can't come up with.
Yeah.
Oh, not Northwest Bank. It's Northwest Commission.
Oh, Northwest.
The Northwest
yeah.
Commission.
Oh. Oh, that feels a
yeah.
lot
okay.
better.
Yeah.
I was thinking Northwest.
I'm already
shocked. No.
I was about to sign on to online banking.
Yeah. No. Northwest Commission has a multi. Their fund is like three times as big as ours, and they obviously do a much better job of flowing it than we do.
It still surprises me they don't have the money.
I am totally floored. I've been on that board for years, and I've never heard that. 8 years, and I've never heard them say that.
Although, do they have a lot more people coming to the well right now?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true, because to your point, with interest rates being... But, what did we offer? 2.75 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. There for a while, it was kind of even, but now that's really good.
So if the balance is roughly $178,000, and he's to have it paid off in September of 2024.
What was the original? What was the initial amount?
$740,000.
Yeah, I say go.
Yeah.
Okay. Get him the money.
Yep.
All right. Good. Thank you very much for bringing that up. I'll reach out to Brian. Okay. Organizational health assessment. Still nearing completion, the idea would be that that and the landscape analysis inform our discussion at the September 30th board meeting, which reminds me, who's RSVP'd for it so far?
From this room, David and Paul.
Okay, are you?
Oh, I'll be there, sorry.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you told me that you only had like one or two board members, I was like,
I
well, we kind of need our
I just
board.
Figured
we
had to, I'm going to send it back out. I didn't think I really had a choice.
Well, good, because that's true. I really need you. Okay.
You're
good.
A bully.
I'm nice about it.
Like, you're a nice bully.
All right.
Is that an oxymoron?
Yeah, I think it is a nice bullet.
I'm worried, very worried, that the city is not moving on the comprehensive plan. And I, yeah, do you know anything more than me?
I just got a list of questions from Joni she wants answers on. But
list of what kind of questions?
You know what? I haven't had time to look at it. Right. I just saw a whole list of questions that she wants data on.
Okay.
For the... But you know what they're doing? No, I did attend the meeting last Thursday. They're doing the property assessments right now. We were gonna do it, but the comp plan and the property assessments would happen simultaneously to get the infrastructure
right.
money. But at the end of the day, a switch was made and they're doing the property assessments, but they're nearing the completion of that.
So council decided to bifurcate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have offered, I know I've managed comp plan from both sides as the consultant and, you know, commissioner. I've offered to help and haven't gotten anywhere. But that's, we need, the city needs that, and as a consequence, we all need that.
I feel that in speaking with the planners, they're going to bring that part of it to the table. They were very clear that it needs community and organizational involvement.
Mm-hmm.
I think the city's kind of sitting back and waiting for the planner to do everything.
Who was
so, can't think of their name. They're out of
that's the problem.
I sat there in my office. I just can't.
Yeah, I mean, they have...
Is this a consultant? Or?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. And they're totally capable. They have they're heavier on the engineering than the planning, but they have good credentials.
Right, but usually more in the environmental space, as I recall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Denny Pucco or somebody that you know.
Is it a local firm?
Well, they're
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I think the only local firms that threw in were me and, this was before I was involved with you guys, I actually withdrew, and Strategy Solutions. And I'm glad that neither of us have it because, you know, we're able to be more strategic, I think, with dealing with the RDA.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think the process will open up when it's being led by the planners.
Right. Okay, so I was going overseas right around the time you were sending those emails about the statue. And I'd love to get the statue mounted by November 11th. And
long and short, the Legion said that they feel it should be in the city park, and the VFW... Option one was in front of their building. Option two is City Park. After
VFW said their primary desire would be to have it there at your trailhead, right?
Actually, in front of their
building. In front of their building.
In front of their building, which is by the trailhead. Right?
Yeah.
Or at least you'd get some visibility.
I don't like the City Park myself, but...
I don't care, but... I mean, VFW seems like a reasonable place, and you've got... I mean, you've got the traffic. It's not going to be graffitied in the center, you know.
My fear of the park is where are you going to put it that it really shows up?
And right now, the city's also, apparently there's been a push to put playground equipment in City Park. I'm trying to keep it City Park and not
your
make
your dogs
can
walk over and play on the park.
I mean, this could be funny.
but there's a whole bunch of... There's a whole bunch of
Meshuggah
there, so.
Okay, so it sounds like, is everyone okay with pursuing VFW property? And you said they could get some money?
You better talk to SEBA and CIDC on this. They got the impression they're the ownership of that. And they've got opinions. We're going to end up in a pissing contest
we're
here
for another one. Not over statute. So who do we have to talk to?
Just talk to Sample. CIBA. He's okay, the president of both CIDC and CIBA.
Okay.
That's my suggestion to you. Talk to David and get an iron out.
I mean, I did. I have talked to him about it, but.
He wasn't even close to it.
Oh, why did we address it for planning it then?
They come to us and ask us what our feelings were about it. That was originally a CIBA project.
Well, right.
Unfortunately, it got a little out of hand. We put a lot of money into it.
Who paid for it?
Well, some of it came from CIBA, but then
the majority came from Cori RDA.
We ended up paying $12,000 for it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell Sample it was 12%. We own more. We have majority vote. We're putting it at the
and
best.
I want to say CIBA paid like $5,000.
I will. I'll go talk to him. It's not a problem.
Okay. Can I witness?
Oh, is he having open heart surgery right now? He is.
He is.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well, he was just here. It's not quite yet.
Oh, okay.
I have a meeting with him at 1 o'clock on snow bids.
He likes me better than you, though. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, that sounds promising, and they would help with the installation costs.
They would maintain it. I bet you they would help with the installation costs.
That alone is very interesting to me because I don't really want to put any more money in this.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of the longevity of care.
Yeah,
they're
going to.
They're going to own it on their property instead of burdening the city or someone else.
It would actually look nice outside in front of their building.
It would spruce mm-hmm. up that gateway.
Yep. Yes, it would. Okay. Well, we'll go kiss the ring. I mean... Okay. I already talked about strategy solutions in the governor's office. Snyder Circle. No real update, but there was an update on the... Let's just talk about all that on September 30th.
Okay, and the architect was sick anyways. We didn't have that Monday meeting.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask your opinion on something really simple. I spent $600, $1,200 having Bobby and myself go through rural community development economic financing classes. Which obviously is pretty helpful and only relevant to the RDA and being used by the RDA. I was not going to ask for the $1,200 reimbursed, but I was wondering if the RDA would be willing to pay for half of it, like $600. So that, again, you're getting two people that are now certified, but, you know, and you can say no, it's fine, but it seems like training that really is only going to be used by the RDA.
And it's important, I think we do it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Then I'll throw that in an invoice at some point. it was a lot.
Do we need a motion for that?
Just submit a bill and we'll approve it.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
All right.
I think that's it. Thanks for the flexibility. You'll notice my invoice is way low this month because I was out for almost 2 weeks. But Israel was an amazing experience. Not on the record, I'd love to tell you more about it at some point, but it was definitely memorable and something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
From what you did tell me, I got a ton of questions you can't answer.
Well, there is that too. one thing I'd like you to be thinking about in preparation for the September 30th is what success metrics we can start measuring. So budget is an obvious one, right? How much money we have out on the loan fund could be potentially another, but I'm wondering what you think metrics of success look like. And from that, we can build goals, objectives, and that sort of thing. So I'm not asking for answers today, but maybe as you're thinking in preparation, or if you're just in the shower and you have an epiphany, text me, whatever, but I'm trying to collect those at this point.
Okay.
So just keep it in mind. I believe that is everything for me.
I have a couple things to add.
Yeah, for the facilities, I'm sorry, I skipped right over you.
That's okay, no, there's things that from like Dave Bloss and stuff, he gave me a list of some notes here. So back on One Plastics Road was a Vantage Puck for their AC. We have a quote from Spader and a quote from Rabe. We did ask for a second quote from Rabe eliminating some work that the maintenance guys said that they could complete to help lower the cost. We have not received that. So we're still working forward on that.
I need to have another conversation with PLOS because we were starting to go a completely different direction we thought was going to be cheaper, and I thought he was pursuing that. Apparently he's not. So right now we're looking at using the units that we have, getting it over there and replacing it, which is a little bit bigger than what we need.
Mm-hmm.
When we had Daniels up there, we were talking about buying a new unit, installing it. They'd be able to do almost everything with very little input on ours. It was going to be cheaper than the $62,000 we were looking at. The problem that I understand is Steve's been having trouble finding someone to do the duct work. When you put a unit in that's bigger than what you need, you have to have some place to dump that extra air.
Mm-hmm.
And what whether it's the unit that we own or the new unit, it's still going to be a little bit bigger. So we use the existing ducting, then we add more ducting, just bring it in and drop it inside the building. It still gets used, it just, instead of going to the atmosphere.
Does the lease specify that that's our responsibility?
It's not pretty much our responsibility once it goes in. Good point, David.
I think you just start right there, and what is the tenant's responsibility and what?
We give them the building with the understanding that there is air conditioning in it. But Paul, and looking at his understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have responsibility up until it gets into their particular location.
Yeah, it's right. It's in the lease. We talked about the language that both agreed that applied. I'm not sure.
There's a transformer there that is it's actually a step down transformer. It's a 75 kVA. It's a pretty good sized transformer. It's almost as big as this conference table. So it's not a cheap day to replace it. And what's happening is one of the legs is breaking down on it. That's what's causing that air conditioner outside to be tripping out all the time. Rabe was the original ones that looked at this?
Yes.
They said, well, you're way undersized to begin with. You need like a 17.5 ton unit. We have a 20 ton. 20, yeah. What's out there now is like a 5.
Oh.
Yeah, way undersized. So this is ongoing. I need to sit down with Dave and get him going down a little bit different path than what we originally started.
He does have on his sheet like Flicks not received, Spader not received, Rebid not received, Bill too busy. Something advanced with an A. It's too busy, but they're too busy. So maybe that was the area that you had them going down.
Let me have that conversation with him.
That's
see what
fine.
He says.
My two cents. I think we just need consistency on what the lease language is and how we're going to move forward, not picking and choosing who you might help. And if they have a $62,000 bill coming, then you. And it is their responsibility. You present it and present it as billed out for an additional monthly lease amount. What we're charging for rent and the rents, it makes no sense to maintain. If it is not our responsibility, we shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to step in and to do it gratis or as a goodwill adjustment is not. I would be against that part.
So we really don't know what the lease...
Well, no, we know what the lease said. I'm not sure what the project is.
Okay.
When we talked, you weren't exactly sure what the problem was. And so Dave and I had talked about, well, here's what the lease says we're responsible for and they're responsible for, but we weren't really sure what the problem was at that point. If that's been diagnosed, we should talk again and say, okay, based on the language...
It's ours or theirs.
Yeah, because I think when you and I originally looked at it, we thought it was a different little... Just a little transformer was the problem. Found out that wasn't the problem at all. It was something
else. You weren't even sure what the problem was.
Yeah.
Is that it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Right.
And the minimum exposure, I mean, the utility company is going to bring it up to the building. And then from the weatherhead or whatever inside, then... The internal utilities in a commercially standard language would be the tenant, it would be responsible on a triple net lease for anything requiring remedy on the inside or replacement.
Do we need a motion to increase tonnage to the 600,000?
To what?
We were discussing giving the Tonards the full amount of loan. Do we need an actual motion?
Yeah,
to
we probably do.
I don't know. Yeah, if you want to act on it that fast.
Do you need to go through this? I mean,
you want to talk to Brian Mills first?
And increase it because it's only been approved, at least at the loan committee.
Can you tell me what we need to do?
Yeah. I think that's what you need to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So yeah, then it'll come back.
To agree
there.
And
okay.
then
yeah.
come back
yeah.
to redevelopment for a while.
Okay.
Well, I'll reach out to Bills on my way out today.
Yeah, talk to him. Make sure he's okay with that. I don't think he will be.
Yeah.
Because he basically told me on that he's got machines coming.
Yeah, he
and
does.
He had an opportunity to get them at a really good cost. That's why he jumped on it. And there's like two or three already been delivered or being delivered.
I think they were all supposed to be delivered by the end of the year.
Yeah, they will be, and according to him. But his $200,000 is already
yeah.
not even enough to cover the costs as they're coming in.
Right.
Okay, then we're here in our new offices. We got a quote from Classy Cleaning because that's who was cleaning at our other place. She is $80 a visit, which would be $320 a month to clean our offices. She does not want to do biweekly, only weekly. We had another lady that we had a quote. She was going to be on the high end of $60 per visit until she got in to see what we needed. She thought it might take less. But then she was talking to Shelly because we were talking about insurance, and now she wants to withdraw because her insurance would be $700. How much insurance does she need to have? Does anybody know?
That was for $500,000, she said.
And she's willing to go every other week, and then during the winters and the springtime, every week, because we would have more messy floors.
How much was Classy again?
$80 per visit, so it gets
you every week.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
Personally, I think you should feel empowered to do whatever you think best.
Is that comparable with what we have with the other?
It's a little bit more. We were paying $250 a month, but we have not had an increase since 2006.
Oh.
Excuse me for just a moment.
I make a motion that we keep them doing it. They
okay.
did a good job out there, did they not, for you?
At times.
Oh.
At times.
Okay, wait a minute. Do we
yeah.
Well, I did.
We have to get after them once in a while.
Yeah, I addressed my concerns. I would like to have our phones cleaned, and you know, I think sometimes whoever she has was in a hurry. But if Brenda comes and does it, it is much better. You can tell when somebody.
So once you complain,
sometimes the bathrooms didn't
yes.
get
oh, yes.
it. The bathrooms
okay.
were
yes.
horrible, and
but
say
you're gonna find a hard time finding people, and
yeah.
you start getting somebody coming from out of town. You're gonna pay $120.
Right.
But they were responsive when you asked them to.
Yes. Yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
As long as
yes.
you ask them to do something, they do it. They don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
They maintain windows for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Give me a little lost. There are three, there's Classy Cleaners who we've been using.
Uh-huh.
There's the Jamestown people. And then I thought there was a local.
I didn't know about a Jamestown person.
Oh, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just
the. I'm sorry. I'm
the lady
confusing
I had
with the
was
county.
A local.
Yeah.
Different contract.
We'll let them act on that.
Okay, so I'll talk to Brenda today. And then...
it's not a contract, right? So if they don't do a good job, we don't keep them, right?
Right, right. So Josh Davis, he was our snow plower. He came in last week, said he cannot keep up his end of the contract this year because of the prices of fuel and labor. And I would like to just have One Plastics Road and our offices rebidded out and let CIDC do their own bid.
That's what I'm having a meeting with Sample about at
okay.
1 o'clock. And that I think that's the direction we both want to go. The question is whether we want to utilize John to do the snow plowing over there or bid it out.
Okay.
I've already talked to Dave and I says, no, John's not going to do all the snow plowing over there. He'll be in at 4 o'clock in the morning. He'll say, I'm done for the day at 10 o'clock, and then we're without a maintenance man. Now, we want to use John like we did last year. when we have a snow, instead of calling whoever the guy is to come in a second time, mm-hmm. he'd go out through the tractor and push a little bit away for an hour or so. I'm okay with that. And that's going to be my recommendation to sample, is you guys go ahead and bid this and use John as a backup, not as a primary.
And then RDA still owns 1524 Enterprise, but Barnes, since they moved in, takes care of that. Okay. So we've never had to be responsible for that. So we're only RDA is responsible for One Plastics Road, and I would say here, because we're in here, not SIBA.
Yes.
But that's to you guys, I guess.
Is that the contract you had me review? Is who we were trying to get at?
Yes, and then
he walked in. And pretty much
able to
took care of himself.
Yeah. Convenient, huh?
We were pretty much able to slam the door on that one.
Well, we have a meeting coming up. I'll talk to the board.
One Plastics is the big parking lot?
Yes.
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 I talked to Rick a couple of years ago. I had a backhoe that I was replacing. And he inquired about buying that. I don't have it for sale anymore. But with that amount of snow, that it might behoove, or at least who's quoted might quote it with a bigger piece of equipment where you're not going to have a couple of trucks running back and forth. I would think it would be smart.
Yeah, I don't know how many people around have bigger pieces of equipment. You know, usually... The problem with Corey is once a contractor's got a contract for mowing or plowing in here, the other people don't like to bid on it because they don't want to take business away from them. It's one of the clicky things about Corey.
Yeah.
But our guys just get Jackson to do it when they need it.
Yeah. Now that we got an opportunity to do two different bids on smaller properties,
yes.
we're liable to get more bidders this time.
Correct. Mm. Because they can take on one, maybe two different people.
Yeah.
One can take
two
one
different
on
bids.
Together.
Let the bidders work it out.
Yes.
For us to put in there as well, no, you need to use a 5-ton truck to plow instead of a ton and a half. It's going to really limit how many people actually have that in town.
That's all I have.
Chuck, do you have anything?
Yeah, I'll pass these around. These are just an update. We put these together for Erie Gibbs. The big part of it is, if you want to check out where we are with any of our other projects, there's an update on the back.
It's like, there's no staple there.
Yeah, it's a copy. It's a copy.
A copy to staple.
These went out to all Erie Gibbs donors. This year, we took a chance and tied Erie Gibbs' donation to a project. So we tied it to this project, the Rails and Trails Park, and we doubled our income through Erie Gibbs, so we got over $32,000 this year. So that was a great outcome. Also, right now, I spoke to my board last Wednesday, because of this $7 million and plus, there's $6 million of it active right now. Just taking care of those grants is a full-time person. So I told my board, you know, how fast do you want to run? If you want me to keep going after money, we're going to have to staff out the office. We're working through that. Other things, wait, I keep mine on my phone and it goes dark. Last week, I was invited to speak at the Jefferson, kind of like, I spoke to them a year ago about how our plan was created. Now I was doing a check-in. It's nice looking at the stats. We've gotten some bounce from 2019 to today. In poverty, income, we still lost population, but we went from losing them at about a 4% rate a year to about a 1% rate a year. So they're thinking about it before they leave, at least. There were some other good indicators, but again, it's not a, we didn't do the study, so it's causality. We can't say exactly what's causing it, but we are getting a bounce. The best thing that came out of that talk was I threw out there I needed $100,000 for our workforce development for fiber optic technicians. Matt Wertel was in the room. He went to his provider. We're meeting with him Thursday. And it sounds like they might come on board for $100,000 so we can launch the fiber optic jobs in the spring. Also, Ben Franklin Technology Partners, when I explained we're putting in the fiber and then making the technology center, and the next move is to get other rural regions to pick their area of focus and make their own centers. for workforce development. And he spoke up and said, Ben Franklin has been trying to solve this for some time and they want to become partners in it. So we're going to sit down and go through the whole thing. If this would happen, the clout of Ben Franklin behind us, we'd have a lot more chance. Right now, we're just scrappy and people are throwing us stuff because it's like scrappy. With them beside us, we have a good chance of making it happen.
They'll steal it, but they'll spread it everywhere.
I don't care. If they pay us money for it and get it going here and we don't fail, great. Corey was named Heritage City of the Year for Route 6. I'll be going out next week to...
Gowersport.
It starts with an M. I keep blanking on it. Near PA, some PA Grand Canyon, by Willsboro.
Starts with an M?
Marysville?
No. But anyway, I'm going out there. We'll take
Montoursville.
Oh yeah.
we'll take the
start. Sounds like
it sounds like starts. awards are cool and everything, but the big thing about this is, after we get the award, Corey will be the site next September for all the marketing and development people along the Route 6 corridor to all come to Corey. So start thinking now what you want to showcase of your work, because it comes with an educational seminar or recreational component. So we're going out there also to study how whatever it's called it does it, and then we'll do it better.
Cool thing. So Warren did that, probably 7 years ago we hosted. And the cool thing was, although they were coming to celebrate us at the same time, what you had was all these professionals that think and do all this all day long. And so they're taking like walks down the city of Warren, and they're like, you should do this, you should do that, you should do that. Came up with tons of really great ideas. So I'm excited about having them here for that reason.
Yeah. So we have to plan it out to make the best use of those brains. Number one, informing our work, and number two, telling the whole corridor about what's happening here. So that's the better part of, awards are great, but I think that's the better part of it. Trails, it relates back, I'm not just going on about trails. We were gonna do the Elk Street to, the current limit of the trail to Elk Street this fall. However, Jeff Zupank serves on a PennDOT board for us, and he got in touch and said, hey, they're flush with money and they're trying to get applications in. We have a whole nother year to finish that trail.
For multimodal?
No, and it wasn't, I'll have to go back to the email. Hmm. It's one that I've looked at, I know it, but I just, My mom had a little setback. My brain isn't fully functioning today. She's fine, but Chuck's brain is not completely wherever she is. So with them being flush with money, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to go ahead with that trail right now. I'm going to take that $73,000 plus all the money we matched against it and put in for a full system as much as we can get and match to do a larger chunk next year.
So that section from Center Street to Elk Street, is that going to be, what's the route?
So right now we have 800 feet from the subway to the spur over to Mead Park. So we would be connecting from that
spur,
800.
You mean down the old right-of-way?
Well, if you go down the right-of-way from subway, you go 800 feet.
But the right-of-way doesn't exist anymore.
But it does because the utility line, and the city owns a bunch of the properties, and two of the properties are coming over to us from Christie. We only have five more properties to sign the contracts on. So between Subway and West Smith.
But you do have right-of-ways there because that property reverted to the property owners.
Not all of them. They had to buy them. Mm-hmm. So there are seven properties total that we have to get possession of.
So you're going to be acquiring some property.
And Arlene Smith gave us the money, the $42,000, to do that right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll have those, we'll have acquisition in place. We will most likely, depending on how the city feels about it, the goal is once a trail is developed, we donate the trail to the city. We could donate the property to the city and then put the application in under their name, but we're gonna talk to them. So essentially the goal is get those properties bought up so we have the rights, the access and the subdivisions done. Then take it from there, from the 800 feet down to West Smith, price out all the on-street trails as well as the feeder trails, and then see how far we can go with that money and basically match the existing money and roll it all out.
The property owner's gonna wanna sell that?
I'm gonna stand on the property line and say, the first one to me gets $3,000, one side or the other, don't care which.
I guess I'm thinking, do they want people walking down their backyard?
There's always that pushback, but one's basically through a, what do you call it, a trusteeship and stuff. We've had some initial conversations. It looks good. We could hit a snafu, you're absolutely right. But with the as few properties we have left to go, I think we're going to make it.
Yeah, that's good.
Then we put in for ARC area development money for the technology center, for the workforce cybersecurity, which is the next wave of what we'll be training, the entrepreneurial ecosystem and tourism initiative, and the Rails and Trails Park. Also, the USDA, when we got that $500,000 for community project funds from the federal government last year, they're channeling it through USDA Reconnect. So we just finished all the information with USDA. They will be getting that money to us, but they've got to write up the contracts and everything. But the other good thing we got from it is we were able to block out the region throughout the school district where we want to build fiber, and no one can apply for USDA funds to build there. Because the problem is our goal works as long as there's one provider. The minute you start splitting it, it just becomes non-profit generating. So very happy for that. And we're also speaking with USDA because two of these grants require capital. And since we're a nonprofit, we can't accept money directly from the federal government for a capital project without having what they call a basic federal agency. So USDA has intimated that they would consider being our BFA for the project, so we'll get that wrapped up.
The USDA is going to be the BFA for a USDA program?
No, for ARC area development.
For ARC.
The Rail and Trail Park.
Okay.
The last thing isn't as happy, but kind of last Saturday, there was a break-in at the old hospital building. There was significant damage, over 100K. But it was awful. It was a bad day. The good thing is, for our purposes, there was one exterior window broken that we'll have to replace. We were planning on replacing all those doors, and in fact, there's a grant out there right now to pay for replacing them with high-tech security doors with three bolts going the regular way, one bolt going up, one bolt going down. You can drive a truck into them and not get through them. So if you were trying to rebuild what was there, it would have been a big price tag. It hasn't impacted our bottom line that much. And Greg's working to clean it up because the property hasn't transferred yet. I'm telling you guys because it affects the project, but the police have asked us to keep it low key as they do their research. A property owner who lives nearby, Greg's been camping out there in his RV. They came over Saturday night and they had taken a video of a car that was in the lot about the time that it happened, and they got images of the driver. So that's been turned over to the police. So they're hopeful that we'll find the individuals. There's all kinds of things that they've sent in for fingerprinting. They took shoe impressions. It was clear that there were at least two individuals, and they can be traced through their shoes, apparently. Police work is cool.
Is there insurance on the building?
Huh?
Insurance?
He doesn't, because it's a vacant facility, so he can't get it. But, yeah. In the fiber RFP, we've already stipulated that while they're designating pole hangs, they also need to designate for streaming cameras at certain locations. We are adding the hospital to that. Right now we're doing a battery of security cameras and trail cams that people are donating to Greg to put in place right now. But yeah, it's sad that people get thrills from destruction, but that's what happened.
Okay. New business.
I should have ended on a positive note. Sorry about that.
Yeah, reverse that.
Let's go back to Heritage Community.
Tammy, tell us about the minimum municipal obligation worksheet.
Yes. This is our thing that we have to do every year. It comes from PMRS. They are already give us our decimal. I just have to throw in our payroll wages for the full-time employees that are eligible and do the calculation. This year, our MMO comes up to be $53,797. I just need to present it to you guys, then we send it up to PMRS, and then next year they're so kind and they send us a bill.
That's how you get that job.
Right? So this is just based on it for our retirement.
Honestly, I'm surprised it wasn't more dramatic. Because it went down because of an
yes.
employee leaving.
Yes, right? It did. It went down. Last year we were close to $62,000.
Yes, something like that.
So, and a lot of times we talk very kindly to CIDC, and CIDC just in the past has paid 50% of it.
Do you need a motion on this?
I just need to show it to you.
Okay. All right, the signature cards went around here. I guess we need a motion.
Yeah, we still need Christy to sign too.
Okay. Yeah. Need a motion to put Ben on all of our accounts on the signature cards. Which we've already moved around and signed,
right.
So.
Yeah.
So, it's a formality now. So we've got a first by Christy, second by Bob Grice.
Second. Yeah.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Snowplow bids, we've already kicked that around a little bit. We're going to go out for new bids for the two separate identities, CIDC for theirs.
I think you have two spots.
And RDA for ours. I guess there isn't any other new business. Old business, we've already talked about.
Talked about it all.
Pardon me?
I think we've talked about it all.
I was going to say, I think we pretty much covered everything here except Pleasant Street Properties and... I guess that's just a carryover from last time. CBA wanted a little bit of an input from us, what we thought should happen to them. And I don't know if we actually ever come up with a solid answer for them. If, I think they're interested in us taking it over and developing a house there, is what they'd like to see happen. And I don't know if we're ready at this point to move that forward.
I'd like to talk about it on September 30th.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Other than that, need a short executive session here.
You can adjourn.
I have two things before we
sure.
go. The first one, I just realized that when I put the ad out for the rest of the year with our new address,
mm-hmm.
it was 26, because that's what we thought it was, 26 First Avenue. Do I need to put it out again with the real address?
Talk with Bob and just ask them if they can do a correction. If not, then yes, we'll have to rebid it.
Okay.
Or have to re-advertise it.
Okay. And the second thing is, just to let everybody know, all of the doors will be open on meeting days. So if anybody wants to come in this door, you're more than welcome to. You don't have to, but it will be open.
That's convenient.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, especially in the winter.
We have a hard time coming across the tracks, though.
Yeah.
That's how I've been getting here most of the time.
So you could adjourn to the executive session. I'm just going to give you an update on the pay recommendation.
Yeah.
So no action needed.
Okay.
Well, today.
May have some action on what I'm going to bring up. So.